one more.
You're not going to show this to anyone, are you?
Sure, why not? You've got a prime figure.
You really have, you know.
That's a euphemism for fat. Want to go back to the hotel?
What's the matter with right here?
We're too civilized.
I remember when we weren't. Well, we'll go back to the hotel.
What was happening while you and Joanna were living it up in Maui or Cowie or Yowie, whatever it is?
What?
There were 15 murders the first week and 21 last week in this goddamn city.
That's a lot.
You know, decent people are going to have to work here and live somewhere else.
By decent people, you mean people who can afford to live somewhere else.
Oh, Christ. You are such a bleeding heart liberal, Paul.
My heart bleeds a little for the underprivileged, yeah.
The underprivileged are beating our goddamn brains out. You know what I say? Stick them in concentration camps. That's what I say.
Henry.
Hello.
I've been running the cost and profit on the Jane Chill development in Tucson, Arizona. Well, based on these figures, I don't see how Blue Ridge can underwrite 50% of it.
Well, Jane Chill's been very successful in a small way.
Well, then I suggest you send a man down from our San Francisco office to step it out. Redesign it if necessary. Because that's a high risk for the acreage involved.
I'll talk to Ing about it. Thanks, Paul. Oh, Paul, how does it feel to be back in the war zone after Hawaii?
I was feeling pretty good until I ran into Sam and he delivered the crime rate statistics.
But what this city needs is more cops than people.
You'll have to find other options, Samuel. No one could pay the taxes.
Delivered, please, Mary.
Business.
Let's go, man.
Groceries, ma'am.
Nobody gets hurt, Mother. Just hold still. Don't move.
What do you want?
Don't jive, Mother. You know what we want.
You're not going to hurt us.
Not if you got money.
Nobody, nobody.
Hey, Mother. Look at the artiste doing his art. Ain't that beautiful, Mother?
My purse is in the kitchen.
Just stand still.
We'll do as they say, Carol. Where is your purse?
Shit, you only got $4.
I got three of it. Two bits.
You're going to get the shit kicked out of you, Mother.
It's all we have.
Rich people like you? Shit, we want money, Mother. Now get it!
It's true, that's all we have.
Get back. I'm going to step you in the ass.
Deep hurt.
goddamn rich cunt. I kill rich cunt.
Mother's getting the shit kicked out of her.
Hey, let's screw this one, man, huh?
No, man, let's travel.
Hey, no, man, let me paint her ass.
Hey, man, you think you're an artist? I'll show you how to paint, man.
I'm gonna paint your goddamn mouth.
I'm gonna paint your mouth. You're gonna like that. If I get my paintbrush, you're gonna get what mother got.
You're gonna swallow all that paint, then.
She's gonna swallow the paint.
Oh, my goddamn mouth.
Selma, will you get my wife on the phone, please?
Office.
Is it my wife?
No, sir. It's your son-in-law.
Hello, Jack.
Dad. Dad, we got trouble.
Trouble? You and Carol? Don't tell me about it.
No. Dad, it's Mom and Carol. They're taking them to the emergency receiving at Canal Hospital.
What the hell for?
I don't know. The police just called me.
What's happening, Jack?
I don't know any more than that, Dad. Look, I'm at my office. I'm going to the hospital. Just meet me there, okay?
Dr. Fanning, go to the emergency room. Dr. Fanning, go to the emergency room. Dr.
Diaz, Mr. Thomas. Oh, are they all right?
I don't know. I just got here a few minutes ago.
You know anything? Were they cut, stabbed, what?
No, sir. Just beat up.
This is Officer Joe Charles. He came in the ambulance with Mom and Carol.
They going to be all right?
Well, I've told Mr. Toby all I know. If there's anything I can do, ask for me at the 21st precinct. Luck to you.
Come on, Dad. We might as well go sit down.
What did they tell you?
Not much.
What?
They beat them both up.
Who did? Why?
I take it easy, Dad. I'm just as rattled as you are. The officer said that Carol wasn't making much sense. Two, maybe three men, she opened the door to let them in because she thought it was the delivery boy from the supermarket.
Jesus, God. When are we going to know something?
Doctors, go to the emergency room. Dr. White.
The nurses know. I spoke to one of them.
Somebody ought to come. There's a man over there. He's bleeding. And nobody comes. Nurse, we're waiting to find out what happened to my wife and daughter.
Oh, a doctor will see you after he's made his examination.
Well, but we've been waiting a long time.
It hasn't been that long, Dad. Just two or three minutes.
Mr. Toby?
Yes.
Your wife is all right. We've sedated her and put her to bed.
My name is Paul Kersey. How's my wife?
I'm sorry. She died a few minutes ago, Mr. Kersey.
Almighty God, we commend to you our neighbor Joanna. Trusting your love and mercy, and believing in the promise of a resurrection to eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, Father of the whole family in heaven and on earth, stand by those who sorrow, that as they lean on your strength, they may be upheld and believe the good news of life beyond life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
back to Simon and Adele. They go right by my place.
Don't you want to come to our apartment?
It's time I went to my own. I have to sometime. Baby? Baby? I'm going back with Sam. You get plenty of rest.
She'll be all right, Dad.
Out of a snowstorm that's taking much of Connecticut and Rockland and Westchester counties by surprise. In New York City, light snow flurries lingering till about midnight. No accumulations, but afternoon.
Turn that thing off.
I'm listening to the weather report. Why haven't you found my dog? He's vital to my income. He paints such marvelous pictures with his paws.
I know something like this.
Yes, help you?
You tell me where I can find Officer Joe Charles.
What's your business?
Well, my name is Paul Kersey. A couple days ago, my wife and daughter were attacked, and he was one of the policemen on his scene. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, well, okay, Joe. So I think.
Addie, is Joe Charles still back there, or is he gone on duty yet?
Yeah, there's someone out here who wants to talk to me.
I told you that somebody snapped my purse. The murderer came up from behind me. My credit cards is in there. My rent money. I don't have no key, so I'm a description.
Yeah.
The man who came from behind me.
You didn't see who it was.
No, I didn't see nothing.
Hello, Mr. Kearson.
Officer Charles. I dropped by to see if you had any information on the people who attacked my family.
I'll take it to the detective in charge of the case.
Lieutenant, this is Mr. Paul Kearse, case number 884. His wife and daughter were assaulted.
Yeah, I know you, Mr. Kearse.
Yeah, I'm going on duty now, Mr. Kearse, so I'll leave you.
Thanks, officer.
Right,
not
this at
way,
all.
Mr. Kearse. You have a seat, Mr. Kearse?
Have you found out anything yet?
Well, the supermarket security officer and one of the checkers remembers these three characters leaving right after Mrs. Kearse and your daughter. I think they could have gotten the apartment number off the address on the grocery bags, but they haven't been able to pick the faces out of the muckbook. How is your daughter, Mr. Kersey?
She's under doctor's sedation right now. But today I had the funeral for my wife up in Connecticut, and she was able to make that.
Your daughter didn't give us much information, Mr. Kersey. We wish we could persuade her to take a look at the muckbooks.
Did she refuse?
Her husband asked us to wait for a few days.
In fact, the sooner she looks at the mug books, the better chance she has of recalling one or two of her faces.
Well, talk to my son-in-law. See what can be done.
I appreciate that, Mr. Kersey.
Any chance of catching these men?
There's a chance, sure.
Just a chance.
I'd be less than honest if I gave you more hope, Mr. Kersey. In the city, that's the way it is.
I thought you were asleep.
Are you getting the most out of life? Are you satisfied, fulfilled, happy? Our bank has helped many to a better future.
morning, Mr. Kersey.
Morning. Give me $20 in quarters, please.
You're tough. You know, you really are. I told Ives you'd come in this morning. I said, Paul is not the kind of man to leave the pieces of his life lying around. He'll just start picking them up.
Just a matter of keeping busy, Sam.
Paul, welcome back.
See you for lunch, Paul?
Yeah, sure.
Paul, I'm going to give you vacation. From New York, that is. Jane Chill Development of Tucson, Arizona. I want you to take it over. Redesign it if necessary, whatever you have to do. All right?
It's all right, but can I give you an answer in about a week? I don't want to leave New York just now because of Carol.
Fine. When you're ready, let me know. Beautiful place, Tucson. They can breathe out there.
She's sleeping too much. It's not normal.
I've got a couple of TV dinners in the oven. Come on. Just be a couple of minutes.
Jack, this drink's enough for me.
Never seen you drink without eating.
No, I'm not hungry. I think maybe you ought to take Carol to see another doctor.
I did today. A psychiatrist. He seems to feel it might help her if I took her away to another environment. Out of New York, on the shore, or someplace.
Sounds like a good idea. I'll go along with you.
No, Dad. He seemed to feel that it might be better if she didn't have any association with anyone that might remind her of that day.
How the hell do I remind her of that day?
Well, you know how it is, Dad. I mean, it happened in your apartment. You're living there. You remind her of Mom. Dad, don't make it tough for me.
Okay, I'll make it easy for you. Ives asked me to go to Tucson, Arizona on a job.
How long will you be gone?
I don't know, until I look the job over. But you call me every other day. Let me know how Carol is.
Sure I will, Dad. You know, that'll be good for you. I hear Tucson's a really beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah, that's what everybody says.
How are you today, sir?
Mr. Janeshill.
How do you do, Mr. Janeshill?
Ames, I'll call you Paul. Come on, let's get you back.
You know who I was.
Yeah, you look like a New Yorker. Country before you looked at the drawings back at the office. Give you a better idea. I don't want to change these hills. Don't want to bulldoze them flat.
You waste a lot of building space.
Wasting space. Now, those are some words that you big developers have got to change for something else.
Such as?
Well, space for life. Like old Judd up there, space for people, horses, cows. I got funny ideas about building things.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Old Tucson, the famous movie location and studio. In just a few moments...
Come on, let's wet our whistle before I trot you back to the motel. Glass of beer, maybe.
Conditions on the porches and boardwalks of the Red Dog Cafe, the territorial gunsmith shop.
What's happening here?
Oh, it's a phony western town. They shoot movies here sometimes, but the rest of time it's for the tourists.
For this is where the actual performance will take place. Thank you for your attention.
This fella's pretty good. You want to watch this?
For the Wild West, this again.
Where's the marshal?
He's in the bank. I spotted him through the window as I came by.
What do you got in mind to do then?
Well, why don't you steal my horse?
All right, that's a good trick. We'll use it. You spot yourself on the porch while I draw the marshal out into the open. Marshal? Hey, Marshal! What's the matter, fella?
Somebody stole my horse.
I told you to get out of town by sunset.
You missing a bay mare that was tied to the hitching rail? Saw a fella come and take her just a spell ago.
Well, what did he look like?
Well, he was about this tall, and he had this...
Get him, Frank!
Get to the bank and make that withdrawal.
All right, boys. The fun's over. Fly your guns and step out with your hands up.
You'd better listen, Marshal. I've got 3 sticks of dynamite here.
Don't be a fool.
Easy money, which could buy liquor, women, and a turn at the gambling table. But there were honest men with dreams who would fight to protect their
homes
and who were to plant the roots that would grow into a nation.
Blue Ridge won't buy it.
I don't build a thing that's going to be a slum in 20 years. And I won't doze those hills. What I build conforms to the land. You can't hear the toilets flush next door.
You want our help, you'll have to let me work with it.
Well, up to a point, I want your help.
Up to a point, I'll get it.
Thank you.
do I get a look-see?
In a couple days.
Guard said you were here after midnight last night.
Yeah, that's the way I work.
Somebody once said, I forget who, that he never looked back because something might be gaining on him. What's gaining on you, Paul?
$20 million investment. What else?
Well, I was going to ask you to have dinner with me at the club, but I don't think you'd be very good company.
No, I don't think I would.
Might amuse you, though. Being from New York, maybe you've never seen a club like this. It's a gun club. We shoot guns.
It's a goddamn much hoopla from the gun control people. Half the nation's scared to even hold a gun. You know, like it was a snake who was going to bite you or something. Hell, a gun is just a tool. Like a hammer or an axe. Wasn't long ago you used to put food on the table. Keep foxes out of the chicken coop. Rustlers off the range. Bandits out of the bank. Paul, how long since you held a pistol in your hand?
A long time.
Which war was yours, Corrine?
Yeah.
See much action?
A little.
My infantry?
I was a CO in a medical unit.
Commanding officer, huh?
Conscientious objector.
Oh, Christ. What a guest to bring to a gun club. You're probably one of them knee-jerk liberals thinks us gun boys will shoot our guns because it's an extension of our penises.
I never thought about it that way. It could be true.
Or maybe it is. But this is gun country. Can't even own a handgun in New York City. Out here, I hardly know a man that doesn't own one. And I'll tell you something. Unlike your city, we can walk our streets and through our parks at night and feel safe. Muggers operating out here, they just plain get their asses blown off. Yeah. Slip these on. All right. It's a percussion pistol. 1842. Ever handle one of those before? You know how to fire it? Watch the case. Why are you going to think that your arm's going to hit the ceiling? God damn! Paul, you hit dead center!
Mind if I try this hog leg colt?
No. Well, you, a peculiar conscientious objector.
These notches for real?
Yeah. Belong to a gunfighter named Candy Dan, 1890.
I do know something about guns, Ames. I grew up with them. All kinds of guns. You see, my father was a hunter. I guess out here you call them gunmen. My mother was the other side of the coin. When my father was killed in a hunting accident, some fool mistook him for a deer, you see. My mother won the toss. I never touched a gun since. I loved my father. There are your hills. Every house has a part of one for a backyard, for kids, dogs, horses. 400 houses, 100 more than you allowed for. And you still have 12 hills. I'm catching the 1040 back to New York. What do I tell them?
You tell them I'll buy it if they will. Checking this bag through, aren't you?
Good.
Let me slip a little going away present in there for you.
Thank you.
Checking one bag?
Paul, I can't thank you enough for what you did for me. I want you to know if you ever get tired of living in that toilet, you're welcome here.
Transworld Airlines Flight 7 to London and Frankfurt is now boarding. Passengers should proceed to gate 11.
Welcome home, Dad.
Hi, Jack. I halfway expected to see Carol.
Come on, let's go get your bags.
What is it?
She's in the hospital.
When I last spoke to you on the phone, you said she was feeling better after coming back from the shore.
Well, I didn't see any need to get you all disturbed on a long-distance call.
Well, Mr. Corey, a passenger on Transworld Airlines Flight 100 to Vancouver, please report to you.
Come on, Dad, don't do a number on me. Look, there was nothing you could do. You haven't even let me see her for 2 days. They tried insulin shock yesterday. She's not responding. You want the technical jargon? I can reel off yards of it. Catatonia, dementia praecox, passive schizoid paranoia. It all boils down to the fact that she's had an experience that she can't face, and she's running away from it inside herself.
Well, Mrs. Laser, a passenger on Transworld Airlines Flight 45 to Paris, please contact the information desk.
You didn't handle it right, Jack.
Oh, Christ, Dad.
I'll get other doctors. With these goddamn doctors you have.
They're good doctors. God, she's almost a goddamn vegetable.
Don't sign the papers. What happens?
I guess they keep her in the hospital until the insurance runs out. That won't be too long.
If you sign the papers and she's committed, what then?
Well, I've got an insurance policy that covers it up to about $600 a month. They've recommended a sanatorium out in Long Island.
Jack, this commitment, is it a one-way thing?
Nobody can answer that, Dad. You want to know what they are? They're statistics on a police blotter. Mom and Carol, along with thousands of other people. And there is nothing that we can do to stop it. Nothing but cut and run.
man. That was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
Down here, one bullet hole in his chest. The fellow over there was jogging through the park at daybreak, found him on the path here.
You got a make on the dead man?
Yeah, his name is Thomas Leroy Marston. He had a parole card. We got a radio check on that. He served 42 months of five-year hitch for grand larceny. He's a drug addict. He's probably popping smack again. This punctures both arms. We found this on the grass next to him. Thing hasn't been fired. Deceased had a gun clip on his belt. Figure it must be his. What would you say if I suggested that he tried a heist? He got shot for his trouble.
Maybe two guys trying to heist each other.
No, this man wasn't robbed. Still has money in his wallet.
It out as you've indicated. It's beautiful. What's our profit?
Not quite $3 million, but I believe that our investment can be amortized in 2 years, and it is a showplace operation.
Look at all that wasted space.
Jane Jill loves those hills. Besides, it's a take it or leave it proposition.
Well, it's too pretty to leave. Okay, I'll run it for the board. They need your help, Paul.
Okay.
Oh, Tucson agreed with you. You look well.
I feel good.
Seeing too good. I had blood in my eyes.
What was he, tall? Short? Thin?
Fat?
Hank, forget it, huh? Ride the ambulance to the morgue. When they get the slugs out of those bodies, run them over to the lab for ballistics. You saw him pretty good, didn't you? Careful as shit.
If we had the brains to live here in the country, we wouldn't be here for the reason we are today. We'd be going into the city to work. Mom and Carol be safe at home, waiting for us to come back.
Nothing to do but cut and run, huh?
What else?
What about the old American social custom of self-defense? If the police don't defend us, maybe we ought to do it ourselves.
We're not pioneers anymore, Dad.
What are we, Jack?
What do you mean?
I mean, if we're not pioneers, what have we become? What do you call people who, when they're faced with a condition of fear, do nothing about it? They just run and hide.
Civilized?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to start this investigation somewhere. So let's start here. Motive. Revenge. I want the records checked. Go back, say, 3 months. limited to homicide. We could be looking for a man who's had a member or members of his family killed by muggers. Now, he shoots that pistol pretty good. Right? Okay. Combat veteran. So put Vietnam vets at the top of the list. Because they're youngest and toughest. Then you can work your way through Korea and World War II.
Oh, my God.
Who said that? Hmm? Well, whoever said it, you're right on the button. By God and Jesus Christ, it's impossible. But until we find a shortcut, we'll at least keep busy. So when the media demands to know what we are doing to apprehend the vigilante, we'll tell them we have definite clues. Okay? We won't tell them we have about 1,000 definite clues.
Commissioner Dreyer's office waiting for a press conference scheduled by Commissioner Dreyer. Last night there was another double killing, which appears to be the work of the person New York news media have dubbed the vigilante.
Parlo da New York, dove il commissario di polizia sta per iniziare una conferenza stampa sull'uccisione di sei
report von der ersten Konferenz des Polizeichefs über den New York Vigilante.
Ein Mann, den
ici à New York, les nouvelles portent du vigilant de New York.
This will be the first official statement from Commissioner Dreyer on the vigilante killing.
It is actually.
I will see the commissioner now as he walks past the press
room. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Is Inspector Frank Ochoa, who is in charge
Frank
of the police investigation.
Who has been placed in command of a police detail assigned to what we've all been calling the vigilante murders. Now, it has been confirmed by our ballistics laboratory Now, the same gun, a .32 pistol, which was used in the previous three homicides, was used last night in a shooting aboard a subway train. Now, I know that this person has captured the imagination of many people in our city. And I want to say to our citizens, murder is no answer to crime in a city. Crime is a police responsibility. And if this person is listening to my voice, I urge him in the name of law and order to desist from this one-man crusade and turn himself into the police. He'll be given fair treatment.
How do you like it? That's our police commissioner, you know. That's Ryder, the king of cliches.
DeMonte's identification?
No comment at this time.
Do you think this man's crazy?
Well, he's got a wire down all right, but I don't believe we're dealing with a raving maniac.
Commissioner, it's rumored that the rate of street muggings has dropped since the vigilante became headline news. Is that true?
Not true.
If it were true, would you announce it, sir? Or are you afraid that would stimulate imitators of the vigilante?
Well, I don't want to get into these hypothetical questions.
I bet muggings are down. They're afraid to tell us.
There's only one way to find out. Take a walk on Columbus Avenue tonight.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I think I'll wait for the official report.
Very successful, regardless of the...
Yes? Ah, you want to confess to the vigilante killings? All right. I'll put you through to Rosenberg. He's in charge of confessions today. The 23rd. Put him through.
We couldn't get any prints off the vigilante's grocers.
Wasn't there a sales slip?
Yeah.
Here. D'Agostino's. Mm-hmm. Some of this code must identify the particular store. Find out where it is. When we get the records, check on families that have had somebody killed by muggers. Let's put them through the computer and see if any of them live near the store. People are inclined to buy groceries in their own neighborhoods.
Hi, Jack. Come on in.
Dad,
make yourself a drink.
Hey, what do you think? The new paint.
Oh, it's a little hard on the eyes, but...
On the eyes, it's cheerful. Hey, Jack. Turn it back up. I can't hear. We got liver and spaghetti for dinner. How do you like your liver done? Hey, no drink. Let me make it.
No, Dad, listen, that's all right. I'll get it myself. I saw Carol today. Weren't you going to ask how she's doing?
I know how she's doing. I went up to see her yesterday.
What the hell are you so high about?
What the hell you want me to do, moan and groan for the rest of my life? How do you want you to live? Medium? Medium. Make it medium.
Thank you.
Hey, mister, got a match?
Yeah.
What else you got?
I see the money, man.
You'll have to take it.
Ambulance with him.
I did.
Well, was he talking?
He said he cut whoever it was that shot him. Exact words. I cut that motherfucker. I hit him.
Can't save him. Too much internal bleeding.
One slug chewed up the liver.
Here.
.32s.
City tonight, the mysterious vigilante is in the news again. A little more than 2 hours ago, in an 8th Avenue subway underpass, two men were shot. One died on the spot. The other managed to reach the street before he collapsed. He died shortly afterward in the hospital. The two men have been identified as Joseph Roscoe Adams and George Reach. Both had long criminal records. The vigilante himself may have been wounded. The actions of the vigilante, as lawless as they may be, seem to be giving others new attitudes toward crime in the streets. Instead of helplessly allowing themselves to be mugged and robbed, a few are fighting back.
I have with me Mrs. Alma Lee Brown, who today successfully defended herself against two muggers with an unusual weapon. Mrs. Brown, would you tell us how you drove off your attackers today?
Well, I had been. You ever seen a hat pin?
I can't say that I have.
Well, that's what we used to hold our hats on with. And I ain't got no gun like this vigilante fella. But I went to my closet, and everybody better look out for me from now on. Because I've been robbed too many times, and I've got enough.
Some of the men who are building this skyscraper here made what you might call a citizen's arrest today. I'll ask Andrew McCabe, one of the foremen, to tell you about it.
Me and my crew was working down in the hole where one of the boys up on the steel yelled down, hey, there's a mugging going on. So we come out of the hole and through the gate and we caught this guy running and we roughed him up a little bit before the police came.
Well, the hospital report says the man had two broken arms, a broken jaw, and cracked ribs.
No kidding. Jeez, a poor guy must have fell down.
Walking distances from D'Agostino's. Two blocks crosstown, six short blocks uptown and downtown. I mean, that's how far I'd be willing to walk to a market.
Good. Very good, Miss Chimetti.
We have 12 families living within this area who have suffered a death in the family in the past 3 months from mugging, stabbing, shooting, assault. Two of these families have no male members. One family has only an 80-year-old grandfather. That leaves 9 families. Total number of male persons in these families who are old enough to have served in the Vietnam War, Korea, or World War II comes to 14.
Wild. It's a real wild shot. But the fact is that the vigilante plugged his first victim in Riverside Park, exactly 2.5 blocks from that D'Agostino market. Even if all these guys are clean, we still can't ignore that coincidence. No, sir. Our friend lives in that neighborhood.
But, Frank, he was on a subway with groceries 5 miles uptown.
There's no better come on for a mugging than a guy with a bag full of groceries. Means he's got some money in his pocket and his hands are occupied. He might have been carrying those groceries for hours. I want a preliminary line on these names. Where they work, service record, reputation, police record, if any. And I want it fast. You know, like today. Huh?
It's probably having as much effect on the total crime picture as putting a Band-Aid on a leopard.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know about that. I mean, a mugger's going to think twice about who he hits.
Sure, they're hitting more old ladies, that's all.
Oh, how you doing? Let me get you back.
I'll tell you one thing, the guy's a racist. You notice he kills more blacks than whites.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Harry, more blacks are muggers than whites. What do you want us to do, increase the proportion of white muggers who will have racial equality among muggers?
Oh, no, racial equality among muggers. Oh, I love it.
You know, here's a sense of terrible incident. Racial equality.
Interesting detail. The attackers, 3 of them, gained entrance to the apartment by posing as delivery boys from our D'Agostino's market where the vigilante buys his groceries.
What else about him?
He lives alone now. Development engineer for the Blue Ridge Corporation. Served in Korea. Medical Corps. Conscientious objector. No police record. Credits. Reputation. Excellent.
Conscientious objectors are unlikely vigilantes. We got a finger?
Yeah. Over there. Patrolman Joe Charles.
Good. Good morning, Mr. Kiersey. Joe Charles, Mr. Kiersey.
Oh, yes, of course.
How do you do? Good to see you again. How's your daughter?
Same.
Take care.
Follow him.
I'll see you that, Mrs. Cohen.
Just a moment, please. You're not residents here. Who do you wish to see? I'll call up for you.
No, you won't.
Thank you.
District Attorney will see you now.
Commissioner?
Frank, you know the District Attorney?
Mr. Peters?
Inspector. Mr. says you have a pretty good suspect.
Well, he fits the bill in some respects. We got a blood sample from the knife used on him in the subway and checked it against the sample I found in his apartment. It narrows it down.
But in the balance, he could be the man.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be.
Frank? Suppose this Paul Kersey is the vigilante.
All right. Let's say that.
We don't want him.
Okay.
Inspector, on my desk, I have a statistic red hot out of the computer.
Mm-hmm. Mugging has gone down by how much, sir?
$9.50 a week to $4.70, he reported last week.
You understand not too many people know that.
And you want to keep it that way, huh?
Oh, no, we have to keep it that way, Inspector. This whole city would explode. We'd have vigilantes out in the street killing anybody who even looked greasy.
You can see that.
We want this man to quit, desist, go away, to stop.
So the mugging rate can go up? By arrest, wouldn't that get him off the streets?
My God, man, I don't want a martyr on my hands.
All right. All right. I just want to hear you say it. I'll try to scare him off. But that's as far as I'll go.
That's right, Frank. Scare him off.
Scare him off.
Yes?
A call for you from a man who says he's an old friend and wonders if you'll recognize his voice.
Do you want the call that way, or shall I insist upon his name?
Okay, I'll take it.
I'm putting you through.
Hello?
Is this Paul Kersey?
Yes, who's this?
Mr. Kersey, you're under police surveillance.
You're being watched.
Scare them off.
Let's see some identification. Where do you live?
33 Riverside.
Okay, Mr. Kersey, sorry to have roughed you up so much. We're looking for a guy pretty close to your description.
He's supposed to be armed, but we couldn't take any chances. I hope you understand. Look, if you want to make a complaint, I'll give you my number.
It's all right. Nobody was hurt.
Okay, thanks. Good night, Mr. Kersey. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Went in the building about 10 minutes ago. Went to D'Agostino's Market first.
Phone booth on the corner and call his number.
He's up there.
Check him anyway.
Shower or something.
Stay here.
Good night.
Paul Kersey. Has he gone up yet?
Kersey? Yes, sir. He went up and came down. Just walked out.
He didn't show here, did he?
Can I ask a simple question? Is this Paul Kersey the bird? I ain't gonna ask any more questions.
Go home, will you? I don't need you.
Weird.
Down, motherfucker. We gonna take you.
That's right, motherfucker. And you can't go back up either.
Come on down and bring us the money, honey.
How much money you got, honey?
Patrolman.
You Riley?
Yes, sir.
I'm Ochoa.
Yes, sir.
You were the first man on the scene?
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir.
Never mind that. They told me on the radio you had to see me.
Paul Kersey.
You spoke to him before the ambulance got here?
No, sir.
What did you get?
His address, sir.
Is that all? Well? You went to this on your report?
Not yet, sir.
Why not?
I was waiting for instructions, sir.
You never saw it?
Yes, sir.
What's your full name?
Jackson Riley, sir. 21st Precinct.
Okay. I'll remember it.
Inspector, is it true that you have the vigilante in there?
No.
Well, who have you got there?
You in charge? How is he?
Wounds are clean, nothing vital. We have the transfusion going on now. As soon as we get some blood in him, we'll sew him up again.
Is he in there?
Yeah.
All right if I go in?
Well, he won't be able to talk to you much.
Can he hear me?
He is conscious.
Police. I'd like to have him alone. Good evening, Mr. Kersey. This is your gun, Mr. Kersey. We tried to give you a chance to get rid of it. You wouldn't take it. Do you hear me okay? We have here a peculiar situation, Mr. Kersey. We find it necessary to make you a proposition since you are not going to favor us by dying. You work for a company with lots of offices. Get a transfer to another city, and I'll drop this gun in the river. Are we connecting, Mr. Kersey? We want you to get out of New York permanently.
Inspector. By sundown?
Yes, sir. Do you have the vigilante, Inspector?
Just secure some information, Inspector.
No. Isn't the wounded man the vigilante, Inspector?
No, he's just a mugging victim.
Well, how do you explain the first reports we had that he is the vigilante?
False reports. It happens all the time.
Then the vigilante's still out there.
That's right. He's still out there on the streets. Let me go.
Was he shot by the vigilante?
Mr. Kersey.
Paul Kersey.
Fred Brown. Welcome to Chicago, sir. Did you have a nice trip?
Yeah, it was okay.
Good, good. I found a nice apartment for you. I hope you're going to like it. It's on the Lakeshore Drive. You have a view of Lake Michigan, morning sun. We've got your office ready, too. There's a very good golf club to play. Listen, I think you'll enjoy it here.
Excuse me.